The chief of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, admitted that he was heavily pressured by, quote, member states after the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen was blacklisted for killing children.
President Obama has spent many days...
Over 100,000 people have been killed.
Obviously, the global community is seized...
But in other places, they're dying.
We cannot turn a blind eye to images like the ones we've seen out of Syria.
Nowhere is our commitment to international order more tested than in Syria.
With our own eyes, we have seen the thousands of reports from 11 separate sites in the Damascus suburbs.
The images from this massacre are sickening.
Bashar al-Assad is a criminal. Mm-hmm. He's single-handedly responsible for the murder of more than 360,000 innocent Syrians. He has displaced 12 million of...
This attack fits the Assad regime's abhorrent pattern of striking first responders.
When a dictator slaughters tens of thousands of his own
people... 250,000 people have died already in this conflict. 12 million have been rendered homeless.
Bashar Assad, who has killed at least 250,000 of his own citizens through the horrible process of barrel bombing.
That we should never again see children killed in their beds, lost to a world that they never had the chance to try to change.
That is not just a matter of one nation's internal affairs. It breeds human suffering on an order of magnitude that affects us all.
You are going to show me we need to get... یمن یک سال و نیم است که دارد قریب یک سال و نیمه که داره بمباران میشه.
There's one war raging right now in the world that doesn't get a lot of attention, and it's the one that Saudi and its allies are waging against Yemen.
یک کشور رو اونم نه مراکز نظامیش رو، بازارها رو، بیمارستانها رو، خانه های مردم رو، اجتماعات رو، میدانها رو، مدارس رو بیان هم تو بمباران کنن.
Another day, another hospital bombed by Saudi coalition in Yemen. This time a Médecins Sans Frontières hospital in northern Yemen, Hajjah province.
Nations of the world cannot return to the old ways of conflict and coercion.
In an ideal world, such acts should shock and prompt action. But in the bloody Yemen war, bombing hospitals has become business as usual for the Saudi-led coalition.
Of course, around the globe, we will continue to be confronted with nations who reject these lessons of history. Places where civil strife, border disputes and sectarian wars bring about terrorist enclaves and humanitarian disasters.
چیز کوچکی نیست، خیلی جرم بزرگی است. نه ماه رمضان بفهمن، نه ماه حرام بفهمن، نه ملاحظه کودک بکنن، این همه کودک کشی بکنن، این هم جرم بزرگی است. دولت سعودی مرتکب این جرم بود، اما این هم با پشتیبانی آمریکاست، با چراغ سبز آمریکاست.
Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Saudi Arabia as the Obama administration is facing increasing pressure for its support of the Saudi-led war in
Yemen. Where order has completely broken down, we must act, but we will be stronger when we act together.
We are joined in this action by our friends and partners, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Bahrain, and Qatar.
According to the United Nations, more than 3,700 civilians have been killed in the Yemeni conflict since Saudi Arabia launched its offensive in March of 2015. The United States has been a key backer of the Saudi military bombing.
با هواپیمای آمریکایی است، با سلاح و مهماتی است که از آمریکا وارد شده است.
There's an American imprint on every civilian life lost in Yemen. Why? Well, it's because though the Saudis are actually dropping the bombs from their planes, they couldn't do it without the United States. It's our munitions sold to the Saudis, it's our planes that are refueling the Saudi jets, and it's our intelligence that are helping the Saudis provide.
Last week, the New York Times and the Guardian editorial boards called for the U.S. and British governments to end their support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen.
The Saudis are our allies. When it's our allies, we look away. If it's people we are not aligned with, I can't believe they killed kids, women, and children. They're terrorists, no good terrorists.
The United States very strongly supports the efforts of Saudi Arabia and others who have been trying to establish a cessation of hostilities in key areas.
زیربناها رو نابود میکنن، ثروت‌های ملی را در یک کشور از بین میبرن. آمریکا هم البته دفاع میکنه از اونها، حمایت میکنه. طبیعت آمریکا اینه.
در همه قضايا طرف ظالم را میگیره، طرف اون چهره بد را میگیرد به جای اینکه طرف مظلوم را بگیره.
Since 2011, Saudi Arabia has been the number one recipient of American-made arms, and these weapons are being used by Saudi forces currently to fight rebels in Yemen, in a war where Saudi Arabia is killing civilians.
اونها هستند که همه امکانات را فراهم میکنند. حتی وقتی سازمان ملل میخواهد در این زمینه حرفی بزنه، یک کلمه حرف، حالا بعد از عمری یه حرف حقی میخواد بزنه و محکوم بکنه، دهنش رو میبندن.
This was one of the most painful and difficult decisions I have had to make. I also had to consider the very real prospect that millions of other children would suffer grievously. It is unacceptable for member states to exert undue pressure.
The sources said Saudi Arabia and its allies have threatened to cut funds to various UN programs, and this has prompted the UN chief to do what he did, which was to reverse the damning report of the killing of children in the attacks by the Saudi-led coalition.
با پول، با تهدید، با فشار که این دبیر کل بدبخت روسیه سازمان ملل آمد اعتراف کرد. خب فشار آوردن به من. خب فشار آوردن، نمیتونی برو کنار، چرا میستی و خیانت میکنی به بشریت؟ این خیانت به بشریت است.
But we are the United States of America. We cannot turn a blind eye to images like the ones we've seen out of Syria.
Now we finally have the U.S. State Department saying something about what's been going on over
there. So we're deeply concerned by a reported strike on a hospital in northern Yemen. We're gathering more information. As we've said in the past, strikes on humanitarian facilities, including hospitals, are particularly concerning. Of course we would condemn any strike against a hospital.
That's good. So we got a step in the right direction. You're condemning it. Lovely, lovely. Despite the condemnations, Trudeau refused to say whether the State Department would reconsider arming the Saudi regime. Here's her exact quote. I have nothing to preview on that.
We'd cover up for Saudi Arabia more than any other country on earth. And partly because we cover up for them, they keep doing more and more heinous things.
We are not there to bomb Yemen. We are there to help the Yemeni people restore law and order in that country, restore the legitimate government of Yemen.
بهانه‌های ابلهانه برای یک چنین دخالتی رو اونها برای خودشون جور میکنن. این بهانه‌ها نه از لحاظ منطق بین المللی قابل قبوله، نه ملت‌ها میپذیرن و نه خدا میپذیرن.